has, and I think the level of response shows that this is a key concern for a number of Londoners. And with London roads being more congested, I think this is definitely the right move from TfL.
And this is going to be within the congestion charge zone and from early next year. So a large area of the capital, but implemented very quickly.
It is. So the initial consultation, so your viewers, your listeners may be aware that the initial consultation was just about for the congestion charge zone. So this is what this is responding to. And I think the fact that we have seen a rise in deaths on London's roads means that we do need to take that bold action to make sure, you know, drivers are slowing down. And this will benefit not just drivers. I am a driver in London. This will benefit not just drivers, but pedestrians using London's roads.
And this is going to affect areas including Millbank, Tower Hill, Embankment, Blackfriars Road, Victoria and Albert, around there. Some drivers would say, well, it's already very slow there already. We're just about struggling to get 20 miles per hour.
It is. Like I said, one of the key issues with, you know, a busy city like London is the issue around congestion. But we are finding that this year alone, figures have shown that there've been 80 deaths on London's roads. That's one too many. In 2019, we shouldn't be seeing people dying as a result of speeding on London's roads. There's a difference. There's a separate issue about congestion and how we resolve that. And one of the ways we're looking to try and address that is making more people use public transport. So the mayor has an ambitious target of 80% of all Londoners using public transport by 2041. So we need to encourage people out of their cars, including people like me, who is a driver in London, to use, you know, to look at walking, to look at cycling, to using buses. And that will help. That will in turn help to make sure that we are reducing road deaths on London's roads.
Now, you're chair of the London Assembly Transport Committee. Is this all part of your committee's hostile streets reports of the findings?
Yes, yeah, it is. It is where we suggested that, if we're honest, we think that the mayor and TfL need to go a bit further. So there is still a reliance on cars in a number of outer London boroughs, where, if we're honest, some of the transport connections aren't as good in comparison to the two boroughs I represent in Lambeth and Southwark. But again, it's about how we make sure that we're getting people to firstly obey the speed limit, and secondly, slow down and think, and thirdly, actually ditching the car altogether and using public transport.
Now, motorists will be thinking, where does this stop now? Where does it stop? What other things will you maybe plan to bring in or think about bringing in to reduce road deaths and slow traffic down further?
One of the other things that we've been looking at is there are a number of dangerous junctions across London. So the Healthy Streets and Vision Zero has identified 73 dangerous junctions across London where there needs to be changes in terms of the configuration, the traffic lights, where the crossings are, to make it safer for Londoners and pedestrians using those streets and cyclists. So I think that's another area where we can make, you know, significant changes. I think ultimately the other areas is about, actually, it's not just about reducing speed limits, but it's about improving on the transport infrastructure. So in addition to the hostile streets, for this session on the Assembly, we've been looking at the future of London transport. And what's that's going to mean for a city where the population continues to grow? We're projecting 10.8 million people by 2040 in London, more and more people wanting to use our roads. Our roads can't cope as it is now. So we need to look at making sure, you know, investment continues to come in. Earlier this summer, we had a report in looking at why people aren't using public transport. And the top concern was about the fact that it's overcrowded and it's hot. And I don't know about you, but, you know, being on some of those, like, for example, the Central Line, the past few weeks, it's really, really hot. So we need that investment coming in to make sure that, you know, one, people are switching to public transport, but two, the public transport experience is enjoyable for fare-paying customers.
And finally, Florence, this is coming in early next year in the congestion charge zone. Will it be there in time? I mean, it's only a few months away now.
It is. It's around the corner. Obviously, you know, we're looking at next early in 2020. There's so much going on. I think one of the things that we definitely need to look at is when this is introduced, will it work? So there'll be close monitoring from TfL. We on the Transport Committee will be monitoring that as well to see if there is a reduction in deaths. But I think we have to try something. We can't do nothing, and we can't continue to see people dying on London's roads.